All right, rising heat costs. Everybody's going to be feeling it in their wallets, but John in New Jersey is looking for some heating advice for his home. How can we help?
Well, I have a two-bedroom ranch. Right now, the attic is strictly storage. In fact, part of it is exposed beams in the floor yet. It's not all a completed floor. And in the lower level, we have gas-fired forced air heat, and I'm told that the system is roughly 25% oversized for the living area of the house, and stretching it a little bit, it could probably heat the entire house, even if we did finish the floors and so forth upstairs. What I'm trying to figure out is, should we try to stretch out the existing heater, or might it be worthwhile to put unit heaters upstairs at the same time we do the flooring and put in the half bath and the other things that we'll be doing the same time as we do the flooring project?
Okay, so John, the upstairs is going to be what, bedrooms?
Right, bedrooms and Daddy's playroom with the workbench and
okay.
The tools. And,
right, well, there's another consideration before you build that home improvement palace upstairs, and that is whether or not you can put heat upstairs off the existing system is really a function of two things. Number one, the BTU capacity of the furnace, and if your information is correct that it technically is big enough to heat that space, great. The other part of this, though, is getting the heat to that space. Do you have ductwork that already goes up there, or do you have to add ductwork?
I have ductwork that goes up and then ends a couple feet above the what would be the floor line. So it's to the point where I could add on to it and go from there without too much trouble.
So it sounds to me like it was roughed in for this purpose in mind. Is that correct?
Yeah, there are some houses in the neighborhood that were built with a full second floor already set up for bedrooms in it.
Okay.
And between that and having sold real estate at one point, I try to take a little part of one house and a little part of another, and
a little mishmash.
Yeah.
Well, I would say then it sounds to me like the house has been pre-ducted out for this purpose. You know, it's already had the ductwork roughed in, and so it probably is okay to just extend that. What I was concerned about was if you had a duct system that was only designed for your first floor and now you have to double that duct system, you're going to be taking away air from the first floor space and shifting it upstairs, and you may not be happy on either floor if you do that. But if it sounds to me like the home was originally ducted out for both upstairs and downstairs to be off the same heating system, and all you need to do is sort of connect the dots on this and you'll be good to go. So in this particular situation, I think you're going to be okay.
I appreciate your help. And what does your crystal ball say about availability of the gas itself?
What do you mean about availability of the gas itself?
I've heard some stories about shortages, and if not the shortages, it would get to you in the natural gas, and it might be the prices.
Well, I'll tell you what my crystal ball says. It says you're going to pay more for natural gas this year, but over the long haul, it's probably still the least expensive way to heat your house.
That's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
You're welcome, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Also, home improvement fortune tellers.
Hey, I think we got a new gig here.
Yeah. It's like the Johnny Carson thing with like the envelope to my head. heating costs, yes, are on the rise.
What was that called? The Great Karnak or something?
Yeah,
like
that's
that?
Exactly what it was.
We will tell your home improvement fortune. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.